I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, an NFL player gives baseball great Rod Carew the gift of life. But right now it's time for my conversation with Charlie Pierce about this week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The World Series, ongoing as we speak, but I think it's safe to say that nothing that happens from now on is going to top Game 2.
That was tremendous. I love pitcher's duels, but 8 home runs in a game, man, including that many after the 7th inning,
is
just tremendous.
I lost track of the lead changes.
There was so much great stuff going on in the game. Yasiel Puig taking out a ground rule double on his glove.
John Farrell got the Red Sox to the 2017 postseason. He got fired anyway. Likewise, Dusty Baker, late the manager of the Nationals. Then we learned this week that Joe Girardi, who got the Yankees all the way to the League Championship Series, won't be returning to New York. I guess to be certain you'll keep your job, you have to win the World Series every year.
Within 2 weeks, two teams in the American League East that made the playoffs fired their managers.
Yeah.
The American League East is a very tough room. After what happened with the Yankees this year, where they were playing essentially a bunch of teenagers and got within a game
Joe
of the
Girardi
World Series.
Joe Girardi did some stuff right.
How do you fire this guy?
Right, I agree. Last week, New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton promised his team a special treat if they wore the proper cleats in last Sunday's game against the Packers, and they did, and they got their treat. And what was it, a steak dinner, a day off?
Well, that sound you hear, Bill, is thousands of years of football players revolving under the sod because Sean Payton promised his players pedicures.
Oh, dear.
That's adorable.
Okay.
It is absolutely adorable.
Yeah, it kind of goes with wearing the right cleats.
Well, that's what, I mean, apparently they were very uncomfortable, and he promised that they would make their feet feel better if they wore these awful cleats.
Fair enough.
Johnny Blood is upset and beyond.
He's a guy who used to play barefoot.
Yeah, my name's Blood. Actually, my name was McManus or something, but okay, go ahead.
Colin Kaepernick is still unemployed as a quarterback. However, as of this week, he has a new gig. You want to give him a call and tell him writing a book's not that easy?
He's an author, as the late Molly Ivins used to say. He got $1 million from Random House to be an author.
Yeah. Now he has to write a book.
Well, now someone has to write a book, that's for sure. You know, I'm happy for him. I'm interested to hear the story. Politically, this isn't the greatest move in the world because his appeal is let me play.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are just going to come back on, well, you got $1 million to write a book. You don't need to play. But, you know, the black ball goes on. It doesn't make any difference whether he has a book contract or not.
Luxury auto manufacturer Aston Martin is now selling a convertible, which they call the Tom Brady Signature Edition. I don't know what that means exactly, but it supposedly has his personal touches, so maybe there's a cooler filled with avocado ice cream and a seat that a supermodel can
no
occupy.
Strawberries. No strawberries of any kind.
Uh-huh.
I hope it's got, you know, the whole James Bond package with the ejector seat and the machine guns and the oil slick and stuff.
Whoa.
I mean, that would be very cool.
All right, let's have some fun. I'm going to mention the name of a quarterback, and you tell me which automobile make and model you identify with each one, okay?
Okay.
We'll see how this goes. Colin Kaepernick.
I don't know, but it's up on blocks.
Good start. Cam Newton.
Definitely the turbo Porsche, no question.
Yeah. Doug Flutie. Mini Miner.
Is he? I'm going to get in trouble. But you're going to sneak in there with a short person joke on Doug Flutie.
All right. Marathons are grueling events, Charlie, under any circumstances, but they're usually predictable. Everybody starts in the same place. Everybody runs the same course and finishes in the same place, unless the race is in Venice.
The lead pack in the Venice Marathon was being led by a guide motorcycle. And, of course, the guide motorcycle went the wrong way, and so did the runners. And there is this incredibly sad video of the lead pack realizing almost as one that they were going the wrong way. They have to turn around and go run all the way back and then finish the race. And strangely enough, Bill, an Italian runner won the race because the lead pack was diverted off into a canal or something.
You know, we couldn't get through this conversation without some mention of FIFA. And this week, Hector Trujillo of Guatemala became the first person caught up in the most recent FIFA corruption scandal to be sentenced to jail. And I think we'll have lots more FIFA talk in the coming weeks.
Yes, he will be going to federal prison because he accepted nearly $200,000 in bribes from a company that was trying to secure a sports marketing contract. And We have to come back to our fundamental point about FIFA that, you know, in most sports, occasionally they are influenced by organized crime. International soccer is organized crime.
Finally, Charlie, half a dozen members of the Boston Bruins visited children in a Boston hospital this week, and the players all wore Star Wars costumes, and I don't get it, because Boston's a hockey town. Wouldn't the kids have been more excited if the players had just shown up in their game jerseys?
I have no idea.
They look stupid.
I also don't know who gave them these Star Wars, particularly the Star Wars wigs, by the way. One of the unfortunate players has a ill-fitting Princess Leia wig that has the two cinnamon buns on either side.
He drew the short
straw. An inch and a half above his ear. There's a Yoda who looks like he's about 6'4" with a pinhead. To quote a line from the original movie, Bill, these are not the Star Wars costumes you're looking for.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.